From the WCYB Digital Radio Newsroom, this week's M&A report. Fujitsu has acquired the New Zealand-based cybersecurity company InfoSec, according to Fujitsu. This move marks the latest milestone in Fujitsu's global M&A strategy and builds upon services offered by recently acquired firms Verser, Oob, and Enable Professional Services to empower customers on their digital transformation journeys. Founded in 2015, InfoSec is one of New Zealand's largest providers of security consulting and managed security services. From CRN, Devo Technology, a cloud-native logging and security analytics company, has acquired LogicHub, a security orchestration, automation, and response innovator based in Mountain View, California. Terms of the deal were not disclosed, but officials at Devo say bringing LogicHub's technology to their platform realizes the complete stack of capabilities needed to deliver the autonomous SOC. Endpoint detection and response pioneer CrowdStrike announced a planned acquisition of attack surface management startup Reposify, Security Week reports. The Reposify transaction, which will be paid mostly in cash, gives CrowdStrike an entry point into the lucrative external attack surface management market. Once the deal is complete, Reposify's technology will be sold alongside CrowdStrike's threat intelligence and security and IT operations product suites. From Channel Future, New York-based technology advisor Resourcive is set to acquire consulting firm Protus Advisors. It's a move that increases Resourcive's cybersecurity expertise and will create a new cybersecurity module within the company. Specifics of the deal were not disclosed. This week's M&A report is sponsored by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. To learn more, visit evolutionequity.com. And for more deal flow, read our daily M&A report at cybersecurityventures.com. Reporting for WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.